I'm David Brancaccio. President Trump signed executive orders over the weekend in the name of tiding people over during a pandemic. At a time that Congress can't agree on a longer-term package of aid, Trump ordered limits to evictions and student loan payments can be deferred until the end of the year. Trump's told states to pay people $400 a week extra in unemployment benefits. However, it's unclear if states will comply at a time money is so tight. And there's a temporary cut in payroll taxes to put cash into the pockets of people who do have work, but that, too, is complicated. Mark Goldwein is Senior Policy Director for the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Help me with this. I want to ask you about the cut in payroll tax that the president has ordered up in the name of pandemic relief. How are you reading this? It's a cut now, but unless Congress acts, people would eventually have to pay what is due?
That's right. The president supports a cut to the payroll tax, but what he's been able to do by executive order is just delay the payment. And so what he said is that any payroll taxes that are due over the next few months can be paid on December 31st, which means that ultimately the bill will still come due.
Now, Congress could act as part of whatever bigger thing they may or may not do.
They could. Congress can always act. And what the president is trying to do is put their feet to the fire and say, well, I'm going to cancel the payroll tax for now anyway. So if you don't cancel it permanently, there's going to be a big balloon payment. However, I think a lot of employers are probably just going to keep withholding that payroll tax under the assumption that Congress does not act to cancel it permanently.
Oh, so we might actually not see this because the employers are like, there's too much confusion here. Let's just keep it status quo until we get some clarity.
That's right. There's a lot of ambiguity to employers as to whether they're even allowed to reduce the withholding, let alone whether it's the wise thing. I think the last thing an employer wants to do is withhold the entirety of your Christmas paycheck because you owe payroll taxes for the prior 4 months.
Mark Goldwein is at the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for having me.